Is it because I'm a hawk, which I guess perhaps I am, or an anti-communist, which I guess I am? But it's because basically, I want to reduce violence. Basically, it's because I really want a peaceful world. And in order to do it, just to wind it up, some of our mutual friends, and you know the Congress, George, Paul, the rest of them, some of you on the business side know, some of our mutual friends up in the Congress say, isn't disarmament, shouldn't that be our goal? Wouldn't that be great? That would reduce the danger of war. That is baloney. Disarmament, if it's on our side and not on their side, increases the danger of war. The United States will never use its power to destroy freedom or destroy the peace. We demonstrated that in four wars in this country, this century. We've always fought to defend it, never to break the peace, never to take away freedom. We can't say that about our friends on the other side. Now that's the kind of a thing we live in. So I say that. The other point I'd like to make, getting back to the more fundamental things that we've discussed here, is that it's been a very helpful discussion. I'm extremely pleased to hear what you say about the ultimate goal, which I feel very strongly about too. I think what we are considering now, what we haven't considered, is how we grapple with the food price thing, how we grapple with this confidence factor, how we grapple with the psychology, in a way that does not fasten on this economy a straitjacket that you can never cut off. That's what we have to do, and that's why it's so tough. You know, you can see from these options that have been presented, you run down this and that and the other thing, and virtually everything it's suggested. The most extreme one, the one that our Senate brings, and I'm glad to hear that maybe some of them are going to back off of it, but before it would be an utter disaster. It would not cure the inflation. It would bring black markets. It would bring rationing. And it would bring a recession. That's exactly what that kind of action would be, in my opinion. And also, it would be wrong for business. It would be particularly wrong for labor, because that would freeze in this way when you're negotiating, when you're going to negotiate, it's just unfair for your wages, you know, across the board, permanent, you know what I mean? Now, on the other hand, we are faced with a condition here that goes far beyond any theories, far beyond any pure economics, which I would prefer that if we did have the power, the president is supposed to have the power, then you just put it out there, and that's it. But we do confront the situation that is rather difficult in this whole field. Frankly, getting across to the country first, that we are doing something, and then finally, and second, seeing that we take the additional action. Deal with the food price in a responsible way. We're doing a lot of thinking about it. The trouble we have found, we talked at great length this morning about freezing or controlling raw agricultural products at the producer level, is frankly that it just probably can't be done. I mean, you know, it's these farmers that are depend a lot, but I agree. You just give them their head, they'll grow up. But if you start at that level, and put it at one level, and then move into others, and so forth and so on, and just start the prices of we think of the prices of automobiles and steel and other things are not very stable, as we all know. My goodness, you pick up the morning paper and you see there's a new price for soybeans every day, and a new price for hogs every day, and a new price for cattle every day, and a new price for broilers every day, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I would like to just say that we appreciate all the work you've done previously. I'd like to try to think on this again tonight and tomorrow. leaders out, we're trying to do what's, do what we think is right. But I can assure you all that the goal that I have is yours. And that is, the ultimate goal is a free company. On the other hand, we have to have in mind the fact that we will have to do some things now to regain this confidence that is so important, so that people will be able to move toward that free company. And that they will accept it. Whether or not the American people today really want a free economy, I'm speaking, you're all statistics. It's basically, I'm not trying to butter you about this. You've all been in this business. You understood the charts and so forth. The average American, frankly, just wants things taken care of. And he has been, frankly, led by the hand so much over the last 10 to 15 years. And the farmer's been led by the hand for 40 years. He's been led by the hand so much that it's very, very difficult for him to let go of it. That's the problem we got here. He sort of likes, maybe he says, I'm for freedom and the rest. But in a sense, maybe he kind of likes control, you see. Now, we have to run against that psychology. Because we know what is right. And we'll try to find an answer that will be as close to, as the views expressed here, where we are considering the presumption. We are considering the other option. And we're considering the next option, as George has pointed out. And incidentally, John, you made a note of that consumer. Interesting. That was in an one of my earlier papers. The consumer. Well, George, I'm sure you have made this part.
We could accept some modification on the executive compensation.
Well, we could do that. I think the executive compensation is not necessary here.
Of course,
as we know, the executive compensation is going to happen. It's going to just make people feel better. They have an effect on the cost of living. But heck, it is a great area. You fellows, for example, negotiating your labor contract. They see these huge chunks of executive compensation at this time. You know. Well, for example, I'll tell you what, I had to face it early this year. You know, every year they had this sort of commission was supposed to recommend changes in executive compensation. So they brought in the figures to me in December. That would have meant that the members of Congress would have been raised from $42,000 to $60,000 a year. And it would have also meant the people in the second levels would be, and it should be done at some time. But I said, no, not now, because that would have just whacked. You can't raise members of Congress and members of the administration from 42 to 60 without having a great number of people.
Is that the time to adjust it?
What? How much?
5.5% now?
5.5%. No, the argument there, it's just that they really, that they just catch it up. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now back to the drawing board. Bring me the answer by tomorrow. No, when do we meet? Tomorrow.
3:30.
Can you be ready?
Yes, sir.
hope that we don't cause that much trouble.
Good luck.
And I think the, everybody expressed the views here. But it's one of the younger side. Labor people, land people, just treated on the guy in the street.
Food, right?
Oh, yes. That's number one.
What is the RNA?
It's a cult.
We don't know the RNA, but the thing is, so they're really pouring out. I'm very interested.
You gotta tell the people we're really pouring the prices when you work.
The energy and the area is really what you control.
It's a matter of fact. Phase three is exactly the same with regard to food as phase two.
That's right.
No change whatever.
It's a no.